Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, October 21st, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's again a joy to share this message with you on this lovely but windy and somewhat cold Tuesday morning where we live. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and it's interesting, and we'll point it out in our message, this marks the 12th anniversary of this daily ministry. We're glad you're joining us with our podcast today. Today we simply titled our message, Daily Encouragers, and two scripture texts, both from Hebrews, Hebrews 3, verse 13, and 10, verse 25.
But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
Today is a special day for us. First of all, it's Brooksine's birthday, so it's pretty special to our family. My birthday gift to Brooksine is a large engraved plaque that goes above the double doors in her dining room, declaring a line from her favorite hymn, and one of my favorites as well, Great is Thy Faithfulness. We often sing this song with our dinner guests as we sit around a dining room table before we pray over our meal. October 21st is also the day this ministry started 12 years ago. It was during my pastorate in Taunton, Massachusetts, that I had preached a sermon the night before and encouraged one another daily. The message was based on the daily text, and I sensed a leading from the Holy Spirit to send an email to encourage a young married couple. Both are still on the list to this day.
It read, "Hopefully each of you were in church yesterday and received fresh strength from the Lord in His Word. Unfortunately, then, even as now, some had forsaken this important element of growth and discipleship. As we see the day of Christ's return drawing ever closer, may we be encouraged. Whatever you do today, remember the main thing from Deuteronomy 6, verse 5. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might."
Well, for the first several years, the messages were just a short challenge sent as a simple text email with no photos or musical supplements as people are accustomed to today. But the list grew as messages were passed along, forwarded, as I met people who were interested in receiving a daily dose of encouragement.
In 1999, we set up the website and Stephen gained writing experience, course, over the years, and the messages became more of a brief devotional, and the list continued to grow. For the first 4 years, he wrote them early in the morning from his pastor's study in Taunton, and then later from our home when we moved here to Mount Joy, Pennsylvania in early 2001. During this time, he began adding links to photos and music.
Well, I resigned from a full-time job with the chapel agency in late 2004, freeing more time to devote to this growing ministry and to pursue other ministry interests. In early 2005, I learned how to work with HTML and began to send the messages out using the formatted version most now receive and are accustomed to. Around this time, Brooksine took on a larger role, thankfully, editing the messages and adding her prayer and occasional notes, like she will today. The list continued to grow, although in most cases we do not personally know the recipient. During this time, we also set up the podcast and the RSS feeds.
And we'll have to say it's not we, it's definitely you. I am still very technologically
illiterate.
Most
of the technical work, I guess you could say all of it, is on my end. And that's kind of too bad because she doesn't know how to do anything if I'm not here in that regard. But listen, our goal is still expressed in that very first message, to encourage followers of Christ each day.
Barnabas is one of our favorite Bible characters. He comes on the scene as, quote, Joseph, a Levite of Cyprian birth, who was also called Barnabas by the apostles, which translated means son of encouragement, end quote, from Acts 4. But now we only know him by his nickname Barnabas. That's how we always refer to him. He is an encourager, and the scriptures demonstrate this. We are all indebted to encouragers, even though it certainly is not considered one of the more prominent ministries, such as a polished preacher, a dynamic worship leader, or a powerful vocalist. Consider his influence. No book in the Bible was written by him, nor do we have the text of any sermon he preached recorded in Acts, as we do Peter, Stephen, and Paul. In fact, we're unable to find even a single quote attributed exclusively to Barnabas.
All right, well, let's go on. She missed the reading up, and I've got to move up. She went the wrong way. All the information we have about Barnabas is biographical and brief. You heard a pause right there. I had to step out of the room to cough. I'm dealing with a cold right now. Well, a sub-theme of this ministry is everyone needs encouragement. We sure believe that. Now, there are certainly times in our lives where we need it more than others, particularly when we're going through times of testing. And any day we write this, we know there are certain readers that we're impacting that way. Well, thankfully, most of us don't live in a state of discouragement, otherwise known as depression. But I'm never aware of a time I would feel that I just don't need more encouragement. I'm always receptive to further encouragement on a regular basis. So once again, on this 12th anniversary of this ministry, let us encourage you today. And we want to encourage you to be an encourager to others as well as you pass on biblical encouragement.
Let us all pray together. Father, much like Barnabas, the encourager, we want to be uplifting to our brothers and sisters, our family members, and others that we see from day to day. There are those who've left us with stinging reminders of their hurtful words, often accompanied by painful actions. But gratefully, there are others who have brought us strength and encouragement through their words of affirmation, hope, challenge, and helpful instruction. They remained supportive of us when others gave up. Help us to be numbered among the encouragers as we live in these perilous days where confusion abounds and deceitfulness is rampant. May we encourage others not only by our words, but also by our steady, consistent Christian lifestyle. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, I'd like to add a note today. As we share the history of this web ministry, I'm reminded of our Lord's faithfulness and the diverse giftings He gives to those He has called. It is extremely humbling to us that God's Spirit speaks to the hearts of men and women, boys and girls from coast to coast and from sea to sea through our daily messages. Around 20 years ago, Stephen and I would never have imagined the medium of computer technology giving us a voice to reach people all over the world. It continues to be a very exciting means for us to share messages from God's Word as they are lived out in our normal daily lives. Your feedback and support spurs us on and challenges us to remain faithful in this writing ministry. May God give you, and I'm borrowing from that wonderful hymn, Great Is Thy Faithfulness, may God give you strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Join us in continually giving thanks for His abundant blessings that far outnumber the grievous burdens of each day.
Amen. Thanks for that note, Brooksine, and thank you for joining us today. We are enduring. If you could see our little effort here, you may chuckle, and we chuckle at ourselves at times. I have the last couple days been dealing with a cold, and you may hear it in my voice, and at one point during the message, I knew I needed to get up to cough, and in doing so, Brooksine lost her place in the reading. Well, we press on. We press on. If you're looking for a perfect ministry, you've come to the wrong place. You're listening to two very ordinary people just seeking to use the gifts as best we can, and we do pursue excellence, but we don't have the training nor the equipment to really do it as well as many of the bigger ministries. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. Of course, again, this is the message prepared for Tuesday, October 21st, 2008, both Brooksine's birthday and the anniversary of her ministry. And we do have a number of different additional resources up on the site today. It'll be in the email post as well as on the website in the print archive version, including some pictures of people that have been very instrumental, including the very first couple we met, we mailed the encouragement to in 96, who are still on the list and still in contact with us. Nigel and Lifong Lee in the Boston area. Two people that have been very helpful throughout this ministry early on, Andrew Larimore, a friend from our church in New England, and the last several years, Brad Parks, a friend I've never met, though personally we never met him, but who helps us from Canada, an IT professional. We also have some additional links and several songs today dealing with encouragement. Well, no, really more dealing with faithfulness. It's hard to find a song dealing specifically with encouragement, but an assurance of God's faithfulness is certainly encouraging, and we found several songs that we believe will bless you that way. Thank you for your listening to us today, and there is a special appeal we make on the website today we rarely make, and that is we want to thank those that have assisted us financially with this ministry. This is the major work that we do. We're thankful we do have some additional ministry opportunities and chaplaincy, but each morning this particular ministry normally takes 4 or 5 hours for each of us, and thus we're somewhat limited on how much of other types of work we can do. Many would have a leading on supporting a ministry. There is links on the website actually each day for those of you that may have an interest in that. And so we thank you, and if you're not able to, of course, we'll never know that. We pray the message will continue to bless you as well. Blessings as you continue to be encouraged today.